Hey, it's me.
Hey, sorry, am I disturbing you? Cool. Is it okay if I come in? I can't be in my room right now. Why? Oh, no reason. It's just that Brooke and I got into another fight. I know, we've been bickering a lot. I don't know what's been going on with us lately. Ever since her boyfriend broke up with her, she's been... No, it's not just a bad mood. She's been going crazy. I can't take it. Oh, don't worry. She can't hear us. She's in the shower right now. I told her I was going on a run to blow off some steam, but I lied. I just needed to come up with an excuse to not be in our room for a while. I needed to rant. She's been repeatedly making our room a mess. Her makeup stuff is all over the place, and she is constantly leaving her underwear everywhere, even though the laundry basket is, like, right there. And she's been going wild on Tinder lately, constantly searching for the boy attention that she no longer gets from her ex. I mean, you've seen her, right? Always bringing home a new boy every Friday and Saturday, and Monday and Thursday, and, well, every day. And she has the audacity to text me to clean up our room when she brings one of these guys home. God, she's just too much. I mean, first of all, isn't it like tradition or convention or something that the girl always goes to the boy's house? You're a guy. Tell me. Am I wrong? You always bring the girl home, not the other way around. I have no idea why she keeps bringing these guys over to our room when she knows that I live here too. Anyway, yeah. She texts me to clean up the room, and you know what the worst part is? I do it. I get down on my knees, and I pick up all her stuff. I actually clean up after her. I don't know why. I just feel guilty if I don't. But that's on me, I guess. I can't with her. I can't. She's been too much recently. Thanks for letting me rant. I guess I really did need to blow off some steam. Oh, you know what can calm me down, do you? Well, what's that? Well, that did make me feel a little bit better. But I think I'm going to need a little bit more than that if I'm going to fully settle down. Take off my clothes and take me to the bed. I want you so badly right now. I want to make you feel better than any girl has ever made you feel in your life. Better than Brooke has ever fucked any of her Tinder dates. Put your hands down my shorts. I want you to feel how wet I am. Fuck. Your fingers feel so good. Rub my clit. Oh, rub my clit just like... just like that. Oh, wow. Oh, you really know how to help a girl blow off some steam. Speaking of blowing things, why don't I just... Shit. Is that Brooke? Why would she be knocking? Fuck. Ugh, go get the door. No, you can't just ignore her. She knows you're here. You have to answer it. I'll hide under the blankets. I'll be quiet. Don't worry. Just answer her. And put on your shirt.
Hey, you busy? Yeah, I'm in a towel. I just came from the shower. Why? What's the big deal? I'm sure you've seen me in a towel before. You haven't? Really? Huh. Even after living together for this long, huh? There's a first time for everything, I suppose. Can I come in? I'm just feeling really stressed right now. Thanks. I'll just sit right here. Oh. Okay. I can't sit on your bed? That's cool. Your bed, your rules. I'll just stand. I need to get out some energy anyway. Why? Well, Maddie and I got into a fight. The usual. She got mad at me for bringing boys to our room. Even though she does the exact same thing to me, kicking me out because she has to study or do yoga, whatever. Not to mention her alarm. It wakes both of us up at 5 a.m. every day, Saturdays included. But it's, you know, whatever. You don't need to hear the details. The only detail you need to know is that tonight, I pissed her off enough that she left the house. Yeah, she said she was going to go on another one of her runs or something. I don't know. I wasn't really listening. But here's the point. You and I have the whole house to ourselves. And I really need to release all my pent-up energy. Oh, I think you know exactly what I mean. Come on, let's have some fun. I'm all wet. And not because I just came out of the shower. Come here. I'll just... I'm sorry. This pesky towel is in the way. Could you help me take it off? Perfect. Now, where were we? Oh, yeah. I was about to...
You were just about to stop.
What the fuck? Maddie? What are you doing here?
Apparently, the same thing as you. Releasing some energy.
You're supposed to be on a run.
You're supposed to be in our room.
Actually, I was gonna sleep here tonight. I'm not sleeping next to you. Not after earlier.
No, you're sleeping in our room. I'm going to sleep here tonight. Right after I fuck his brains out.
Aw, it's so cute how you think you can do that.
Oh, I know I can. I could fuck him better than you ever could.
I wouldn't bet on it.
I would.
Okay. I'm up to the challenge. What's the bet?
Whoever he says is better at sex gets to keep our room to herself for a month. The other has to sleep on the couch.
Deal. Now, if you'll excuse me, I have a cock to suck. If you don't mind me sucking you off for a bit. Okay, I'm just gonna get on my knees like this. I kind of have some incentive now, you know, to give you the best, wettest, sloppiest blowjob you've ever had. Mm.
No fair. You don't get a head start.
Sorry, sweetie. Early bird gets the cock. Then it looks like you got down here too slowly.
I'm a competitive runner, Brooke. You don't have to talk to me about going too slowly. Besides, I'm here now, aren't I? Step aside.
Nope. Not yet. He's still getting harder. I love to feel him getting bigger in my mouth.
He's only getting harder because I'm finally down here too.
Or what's more likely is that I can suck his cock better than you.
Only because you've had more practice recently, Miss Tinder.
Sorry. What did you say? I couldn't hear you over the sound of me making him moan.
Oh, please. He makes the same noise when he eats good ice cream.
Oh. You think that my blowjobs are as good as ice cream? I'll take that as a compliment.
Get your mouth off his cock. I'll show you what a real blowjob looks like.
Make me.
Fine.
I'm happy. Is that my cherry lip gloss that I taste on your lips? Oh.
Yes, it is. I borrowed it for a bit. Do you like it?
Yeah. It tastes incredible.
Well, that's how his cock is about to taste.
What? Hey!
Oh, I'm sorry. Did my sweet, soft lips distract you? My fault. It won't happen again. Especially now that these lips are going to be wrapped around his cock. Just like this. And I'll just use my hands a bit to jerk that pre-cum in my mouth.
You're using your hands? What is this, freshman year of college?
Big talk from a girl who didn't get a single drop of pre-cum from his cock.
Please. I warmed him up for you.
Or, more likely, I'm just way better at this than you are.
Not if I distract you.
What do you mean? Oh, that's not fair. Oh, fuck.
Having trouble concentrating there, Maddie? Do you like it when I rub your...
Oh, fuck. That's cheating.
All is fair in sex and war.
It's love and war. Not sex and war.
Well, then, consider this an act of war. Good girl. Take your mouth off that cock. Just focus on how good I can make you feel. How good I can make you feel. And now, your cock can go back in my mouth where it belongs. Mm-hmm. like, try to look close now. The way I look up at you, I kiss and suck your cock. By the way, I can put you all the way in the back of my throat.
Brooke, don't stop. Fuck, don't stop. Don't stop.
Don't worry, I won't. I can multitask.
Fuck, Brooke, kiss me. Kiss me.
I'm not falling for that again.
No, it's not a trick. I want to taste you. Please, I'm so wet.
How do I know this is not a trick?
Let's put his cock between our lips. We can lick him from each side. It'll be fair that way. Please. I'm gonna feel your lips while you finger me.
Fine. We'll share his cock. I'll get him this side. You can stay with it.
Oh, just shut up and kiss me through his cock.
Oh, I can taste his pre-cum on your lips.
Oh, fuck, Brooke, I'm getting so fucking wet.
Good girl.
I can't take it. I'm dripping on the floor.
Don't worry. I'm sure you can clean it up later, like usual.
Oh, fuck you. And your amazing fingers.
No. My amazing fingers are fucking you.
I need to ride him. No.
Maybe you should ask him. It is his cock after all.
Fine. Hey, please. Please let me ride you first. My pussy is throbbing. I can't take her teasing anymore. I need you inside of me. Please.
You're saying yes? Okay, fine. Go for it.
Oh, thank goodness. Lay down. I'm gonna ride you harder than I've ever ridden anybody in my life. Fuck, I'm dripping all over your cock.
Careful there, sweetie. Don't hurt yourself.
Oh, trust me, I want it to hurt. Oh, fuck. Oh, you feel so good inside me. Oh my god, this is exactly what I needed. My pussy is just clenching around you.
You only get a couple minutes on this cock. Then it's my turn to ride. You do need a bear after all.
Oh, fuck. I know you love this pussy. How tight I am. How deep you can go. I know that you love that you can do this to me. How you can make me moan. My tits are bouncing so much. Oh, just look at them. Yeah, it's hypnotic. They're so much better than Brooks, aren't they?
No, they're not. She's lying. My tits are nice, too. Better even. I'll show you. Oh, yes, that's perfect. Your hands feel so nice.
Oh, but wouldn't you much rather feel my tits while I ride you?
No, he wouldn't. He'd rather have my name in his mouth. Like this.
Hey, no fair. Oh. You can't block his view of me.
Oh. Oh, don't worry. It's almost my turn to ride him anyway. Oh, you're gonna get off of him soon.
Oh, trust me. I'm getting off.
Oh, fuck, Maddie. I'm getting so fucking horny over here. Please let me ride. I need to ride him right now.
Fine, but you'll only get to ride him for as long as I got to ride him.
Okay, deal. Whatever you say. I just need that cock inside me as soon as possible.
Only if you're sure you can handle it.
With how horny I am right now, I think he should be more concerned about handling me.
Please, you're all bark and no bite.
I only bite if you want me to, sweetie.
Just go ahead and ride him already.
With pleasure. I'll just slide down on his... Oh, fuck. You slid right inside me. I told you, I was all wet. Holy shit. Your cock is fantastic.
Better than your Tinder boys?
Much better. Oh, fuck. I can feel you throbbing inside me. Oh, fuck. Go faster. Fuck me. Fuck me hard. I can take it. No.
It's time for revenge.
Wait, what are you? What do you mean?
Yeah, see? You're getting a taste of your own medicine.
Oh, fuck me. Oh, fuck me. That's so unfair.
Oh, it's totally fair. You rubbed my clit. Now it's time for a bit of karmic juice.
You're making me tremble.
Good. Tremble for me. Be a good girl and just quiver. Feel my delicate little fingers. This is what you get for teasing me earlier. This is what you get for making me clean up our room every weekend. This is what you deserve.
This is what I deserve. So sorry. You feel so good.
Don't speak. Just ride him. Feel every ounce of pleasure we give you.
I think I'm gonna come soon. Your cock is so deep inside me. I can practically taste you. I'm gonna come.
Well, in that case,
no, wait.
Let me rub you faster.
It's so unfair. You can't do that.
All is fair in love and war, huh?
Fuck. I'm so close. Right there. Your cock is perfect. Right there. Don't stop. I'm coming. I'm coming. Fuck. you're still so hard.
Oh, shit. You're shaking. Here, let me help you settle down a bit. You did great. You made him feel good. But it's my turn now. Just sit back, relax, enjoy the show.
Mm-hmm.
Though, I think I should ride you facing the other way now. A good cowgirl always rides in reverse, too. Mm-hmm. That is, if you don't mind.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I thought. I'll just turn around. And you can go back inside. Oh, fuck. Just like that. Oh, your cock feels amazing. Thrust into me. Grab my hips and thrust. Just get in deep. Just get in deep. I want you to fuck me as hard and as deep as you can. Like I said, I need to release some energy. And you're gonna give me my release.
Kiss me. Kiss me while she rides. I wanna feel your lips. It tastes like cherries.
Pull my hair. Do whatever you need to do to get as deep as possible. I want to feel you all the way in my chest.
And let me just kiss you on your neck.
Fuck. I think I'm getting close. Don't stop. Don't stop. Don't stop.
You heard her. Don't stop.
Right there. Right there. Like that. Like that. Exactly like that. Fuck. Fuck. Don't you dare stop. Feel my legs. Holy shit.
And you were the one who asked, are you sure you can handle it?
I'd say I handled that pretty well, actually.
Your pussy is dripping a bit.
That's okay, don't worry about that.
No. I owe you. You've cleaned up our room. Now it's time for me to clean you a bit.
What are you talking about? Oh, fuck. Hey, I'm still a little sensitive down there.
Good. It's no fun licking an insensitive person. I don't want to hear you moan. Exactly.
Okay. You've cleaned me up enough. I forgive you.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry too. We blew that fight out of proportion.
Me too. I hate it when we fight. Can't we just make up and be friends again?
Even better, we can make out and be friends again. Wait. I'm curious though.
Yeah.
Who won?
Oh yeah. Hey, who won?
I blew you better.
But I rode you better.
Nuh-uh.
Did too.
Okay, whatever. But seriously, who won?
Neither of us. That's such a cop-out. How could you say neither of us won yet?
Yeah, what do you mean by yet?
Oh, it's best 2 out of 3.
Well, I didn't know about that rule.
Well, the ref has spoken. His bev, his rules, after all.
I mean, if that's the case, I think we'd both better get ready for round 2.
I agree.
Doggy style this time?
You read my mind.